Welcome to day 7 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. We're going to be reading from Psalms chapter 91, one of my favorite psalms, over the next few days. Today we're going to cover verses 1 through 4. The reason why I love this chapter in the Bible is it foretells us of the work and the place Christ would earn and position us in. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge." What I love about this scripture is it first of all tells us there's a secret place God wants us to position ourselves in. That's actually the finished work. Position ourselves in Christ. Why? Because in Christ we are placed in the place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, protected, saying God is our refuge and our fortress. In Him I'm going to trust, because He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. That speaks to even if you're in a mess today, because you did the wrong thing, you fell into temptation, maybe you just found yourself being trapped. It's interesting that the enemy sets traps for you, and you might even follow them and find yourself entrapped, find yourself in a mess, find yourself living in regret because you've done the wrong things. Jesus came to deliver you from that snare. He came to save you. And not only that, He deals with perilous pestilence. In the Hebrew, that literally means the killing plagues and viruses. God today delivers you from disease, sickness, and even literally viruses, but also from your mistakes, from your regrets. He wants you to live in that secret place, knowing He has a future for you. Today, Father, I thank You that we have a revelation that You are our refuge. Christ is our fortress, and in Jesus we trust, because He delivers us, He restores us, He works for us, and He protects us. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.